stick together, there's never a doubt. So pull up a chair and let's talk man to man.
What's up, podcast fam? Episode 58, finally, of the Dad and Griffin Pod. I'm Dad.
I'm Griffin. What's up, peeps? And speaking of peeps, shout out, peeps.
Shout out, peeps. It has been a minute, hasn't it? It's actually been more than a minute. It's actually been about a week since the peeps have heard us. We apologize. We're ready to just apologize for the whole pod today, aren't we?
I'm just starting to feel like the pod is not coming. It's not starting to be part of our lives.
Oh, well, so time out on that deal, right? Because if you want the peeps to keep listening, you've got to keep a positive attitude because you own the pod and this is your pod and you can't let them know that you've got a negative attitude about this, do you?
Well, not really.
Nobody can hear you because you haven't done a pod in so long. You're so far away from the microphone, nobody can hear you. Right?
Yep.
So, are you getting a negative attitude about this or not?
No, I'm gonna enjoy it while it lasts.
So, episode 57 was a long time ago. Right?
20 days ago.
It was about a week ago. And,
it feels like a year.
Feels like a year because we basically went 57 episodes strong. And, I mean, that's like 11 weeks. We basically did 13 weeks of podcasting in a row. I mean, that was hardcore, right?
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden, what's happening?
We're sinking.
We're sinking?
Yeah.
What do you mean we're sinking?
We're going down.
Okay. Well, I mean, I still think we can make this happen by doing it on the weekends. What do you think?
Yeah, I think we should do it like Saturday and maybe Sunday, so we have more to talk about on the weekends.
Well, here we are. We're on a Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Episode 58. And I think we owe it to the peeps to keep it going, right?
Yeah.
We owe it to the peeps to keep it going. And let's talk about the week. I mean, if we're going to bail on the peeps for 5 days, we might as well just tell them what the heck we were doing for the last 5 days. Were we sitting on our thumbs and doing nothing? No.
No.
No. We had a lot going on, right?
Yeah.
Crazy, crazy, crazy town the last...
What's due Monday?
The last 5 days. Well, I mean, we don't have to walk through it day by day, but... I mean...
Let's do the crazy events.
What were the crazy events? Name one crazy event.
We went to the strawberry patch.
Oh, that was a huge winner for the week. You guys literally came back with
30 pounds of strawberries.
Is that actually the number you came back with? Two big, like, crates full of strawberries. I couldn't even believe it.
It was like 29 pounds.
This place has smelled like strawberry shortcake for the last week.
We have strawberries in the freezer back there.
We have strawberries coming out of our noses right now. It is unbelievable.
We made strawberry lemonade. We made strawberry sauce for cheesecake and all that stuff.
Oh, good reminder. After you go to bed tonight, I've got some strawberry sauce to put on my cheesecake. Shout out Eli. Greatest cheesecake on the planet.
Who's Eli?
Eli makes the cheesecake. Eli's cheesecake. Mm. Yeah.
That was interesting.
Yeah. Works really well with that strawberry sauce you put on there.
Yeah, it's not hard. It's just a cup of strawberries and a cup of sugar.
And a cup of sugar? And then what do you do?
Boil some water.
Yeah.
And then just put the sugar in the strawberries. And then
you like mix it up? You like jam it all up?
Yeah, mix it up, and then cook it for about like 20 minutes, and then put it in the freezer in the fridge for about 30 minutes.
Yeah.
If you would like to put it in the freezer, then you could just do it for 20 minutes.
Oh, gotcha. This is great. We could do like a cooking with Griffin segment, right?
Yeah.
And the first segment would be like Griffin's homemade strawberry sauce,
and we also make chocolate-covered strawberries.
So, strawberry lemonade.
Chocolate-covered strawberries.
Strawberry jam.
Yeah.
Strawberry sauce. Chocolate-covered strawberries. Those were legit.
Strawberry lemonade.
Yep, we said that already.
Yeah.
Lots to do with strawberries, right? Have you put them on your waffles yet?
No, we still
have. Ooh, have you put them on your pancakes yet?
No.
Oh!
I had some pancakes this morning.
Sissy made them.
Yeah, Sissy made them.
They were pretty good. That little nugget just takes charge in the morning, and she just gets fired up. She, like, a little light bulb goes off in her head, and she just wants to make pancakes, and she just goes, and God bless her, she just starts making pancakes. I mean, so next thing you know, I get in the kitchen, and there's literally there's a pancake that looks like Mickey Mouse on the griddle, and she did it herself.
Gosh.
Oh. I'm going to start sleeping in and having Sissy make our breakfast every morning.
Doesn't mean you get to sleep in.
Those were pretty legit pancakes, though. Good work. Shout out, Sissy.
Sissy pants.
She just, I'll tell you Sissy what, man. Pants. She sees something, she goes and gets it, right? She doesn't wait around for anybody to.
I see it. I want it. I like it.
I want some more of it. If she sees something, she attacks and she gets it, right? Like
donuts.
Donuts. Man, I've missed the pod, man. How did we do this? We skipped a week. How in the world did that happen?
I don't know.
Man. Well, let's do this. I think we can commit to the peeps that we'll do this on the weekends. So as long as expectations are in check, I think that we can still deliver a great product, right?
Yeah.
That means that Elizabeth can get back on her game. She can start delivering questions for the weekend. We'll do them on Sunday. We haven't talked to them in a while, right? Like, yeah. This was the whole deal about the pod, right? Think about this. The pod, we talked to Elizabeth every day for the last 13 weeks. That's insane. And now we didn't do the pod for five days.
We would have never done that.
Yeah, before that, it was not. Yeah. It was like on the weekends, right?
Yeah, FaceTime on the weekends. Yeah, we would have never done that. We would have just.
We talked to Aunt Amy and Uncle John. Yeah, like every three times a week for the last 13 weeks. That's more than 3 months, right?
Yeah.
And now that we've stopped the pod, like, I feel this great sense of responsibility now to keep the communication going, right? And now that I think about it, man, we should not have bagged as many days this week. But it physically felt impossible, right?
Yeah, and I had a good Frosty for dessert tonight.
You're going to take my honest conversation about feeling responsible for the entire family's mode of communication and flip it into chocolate Frosties?
Yeah, guys, go check out the Frosties at Wendy's.
Jeez almighty.
As my sister likes to call them, Wendy's. She likes to call Frosties Wendy's.
Oh, good Lord. I missed you. I did miss you taking my real honest honest conversations and turning them into, like, fart jokes or conversations about Wendy's and Frosties. Like, holy cow. Do you even listen to anything I say?
Yeah.
Does this mean for, like, 3 months you haven't listened to anything? What? All right. Amazing strawberry patch part of the week, right?
Yeah.
What else happened this week? So
what else did we do?
So
Miss Bachman came over.
Yep, Thursday. That's huge, right?
Yeah.
She comes over on Thursdays now, our second grade teacher, and hangs out for a day, and Thursday happens to be another junior golf day, right? You're currently playing more golf than I'm playing, which is embarrassing. And
I don't think I'm going, because we're going to Miss Bachman. She has her mom and dad has a pool.
Oh yeah.
And I think we're just skipping junior golf that day.
Oh, okay. For swimming?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be 10,000 degrees, so pool sounds great.
Yeah.
But you know, you get junior golf time. That's great too, right?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Maybe we might do it early so we can actually get some junior golf time.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like if you went swimming in the morning and then junior golf in the afternoon, sounds like a great day. That is actually the formula. That is almost exactly the formula for why there has not been a podcast for the last week, right? Summer has fully taken over. Dad's back at work full time. Mom is working harder than she's ever worked in her life. Crazy town.
Marshall contract.
This deal is going insane, right?
Roll your eyes about that.
Don't roll your eyes about it. We gotta hope that we get the deal done, right?
It's Marshfield clients.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the way it is. Right?
Yeah, she
takes a lot of work, bro.
I can't tell.
Good work takes a lot of work.
I know the results of it, but I can't tell the peeps.
Well, tell me one thing. You could have two parents who do nothing all day, or you could have two parents who work their butts off.
Two parents that work their butts off. No questions asked.
No questions asked, right? So, all right, you had...
I wish the peeps could see our hand motions that we do.
Like on the pod?
Yeah.
Look, what kind of hand motions are we doing? Like,
yeah.
Your hands are picking your toenails all the time. You're not making any hand motions. You're picking your toenails, which right now happen to be the... Hey! All right, I won't say it.
Hey.
I won't say you painted your nails.
Hey!
Oh, sorry. Whoops. Hey! So can I tell the peeps one great thing about this week? Can I tell the peeps one great thing?
Yeah.
One of the things we have been doing instead of podcasting, we've been reading a lot, right?
Yeah, we have.
And great momentous event this week. We finished probably, I don't know, this seems like maybe a big statement. But I think that the book that we just finished called The One and Only Ivan.
Yeah, has turned into The One and Only Bob.
I think that's one of my favorite books of all time that we've read together. I love Harry Potter. I love the hockey books. What else have we read together?
Gymnasium.
I love all those books. They're great. However, The One and Only Ivan was unbelievable.
It's very, like, conversational.
Yeah, we've said that before, right? Like, yeah. Conversational, and it's told from the perspective of Ivan the gorilla, right? And there's so many cool characters, and there's just so much, like... there's like a lot of emotion in it, which is really cool, which is tough for bedtime sometimes, but seemed to put you to bed every night.
Yeah, it's working.
The other night when we were reaching, we could like see the end of the book, you wiped out and fell asleep, and I just powered through and basically read it to myself. But you've already read the book.
Yeah, I've already read
the
book.
You knew the ending, so
yeah.
I basically read it out loud to myself for the end, and it was amazing. And so put that on the good list. If anybody needs a good book for this summer... Because summer's, like, great for reading books.
Yeah. And it's also for building Legos.
If anybody needs a good book for the summer,
yeah.
One and Only Ivan, outstanding. Also, in addition, maybe something that would maybe inspire people to read it now. There's a rumor that the One and Only Ivan movie is coming out in August.
Can I see it?
I think we've talked about this before to the peeps.
The number two movies that I really want to see is The Missing Link and right now The One and Only Ivan.
One and Only Ivan. So August is not that far away, peeps. If you like reading the book before you see the movie, which I do, you kind of do too. Then go out and get One and Only Ivan. You can power through it in one night, literally. It's that easy. And
it's great.
Just a great book. And so now we have we've moved on. Who got us The One and Only Bob?
Gaga.
Gaga got that?
Yeah.
Okay. Shout out Gaga.
Yeah.
Bob is a fluffy little dog who sleeps on Ivan's belly in the first book.
That kind of has a Lorax beard.
And then in the second book, they've released a second book
called The One and Only
called Bob. The One and Only Bob. And we've just started that, right? We're on fire. We're just powering through this series, and so far it's been amazing. Same type of tone, same type of, like, obviously the same author. I don't know if there's going to be a One and Only Bob movie, but we'll see. I really enjoyed that book, that Ivan book, and I'm thrilled to be watching The One and Only Bob, or reading The One and Only Bob. Do you like it so far?
Yeah.
I think we're only, like, two or three chapters in, right?
Yeah, but honestly...
If Sissy here were here to talk about the books that she's been reading... We've got this great series that I've never heard of.
Junie B. Jones. I like the Monkey Business one.
And so Sissy and I powered through the first one, which is Junie B. Jones and the Stupid Stinky Bus. It's about this girl named Junie B. Jones, and she's going to kindergarten. And she kind of like, it's really timely for Sissy because Sissy's going to kindergarten too. And so she gets to read about, or she gets to hear about and read about this girl who's going to kindergarten and all the things that she has to deal with, like mean friends and stupid, stinky school buses.
Stupid, stinky, smelly buses.
Yeah, smelly buses and fun friends and holding hands and doing fun things with your friends in kindergarten, right? And so she's loving it. And then I got to the end of the first book, The Stupid Smelly School Bus, and boom, there's like 100 Junie B. Jones books.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The one we're on now, number two, is called like Monkey Business or something.
Yeah, that's the one that I like.
Junie B. Jones and
Silly Monkey
Business. Silly Monkey Business. Something about, so Junie B. Jones, her mom, or she's getting a sister or a brother.
Brother.
A brother. Yeah. And so when the book starts, mom and dad are at the hospital having a new baby and she's with grandpa.
And she's trying to check out the baby in their crib.
Yeah. And so she's eating like ice cream for breakfast, lunch, and dinner because mom and dad are at the hospital. It's great. Outstanding. So lots of good reading. Lots of good playtime, strawberries. We've had lots of time at grandma's pool, right?
Yeah.
It's been 149 degrees here every day. So we've been watering flowers all day and also...
I love watering the flowers.
We've got a lot of flowers to water, don't we?
Yeah.
We got a sweet garden going right now.
What?
We got a great garden going right now.
Yeah.
Backyard garden is... Oh, front yard garden's crushing it too, but...
You've been looking for a lot of cars.
Cars?
Yeah.
Oh... Yeah, I just like looking at cars. You like playing Zuba?
Yeah.
I like looking at cars. I never buy. I just look. Right? Yeah. Yep. All right. Awesome. It's a great update for the peeps. You know, one thing we did do today, or the last 2 days, remember back in the day, this, I don't even remember what episode this was, but maybe like in the teens, this was a long time ago. Where I can't remember what we were doing, maybe a Fast Five, and we talked something about like if you could build anything out of Lego, what would you build? We did. I think it was a Fast Five, so maybe this was even before like Episode 10.
It was Episode 5.
And you asked me, yeah, this was way early when you flipped it back on me.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And
I think that was Episode like 3.
It was a long time ago, right?
Yeah.
Either way, my answer was if I could build anything out of Lego, it was what?
The Wrigley Field.
Wrigley Field. Holy cow. And then the next episode, we kind of freaked out because my phone heard that. And then on Instagram and Twitter, I started getting advertisements for Lego stadiums.
Yeah.
Like
Lego Cub stadiums.
Well, all stadiums you can build out of Lego. But like it's like your phone hears it and then it goes into your ad world and then all your social media listens to it. It's creepy, right?
Yeah.
Super creepy. Anyway,
I don't get how that's creepy though.
How it's creepy? Like your phone is listening to you, bro.
Don't know how that's weird.
That's weird. That is super weird. Anywho, Grandma Chris and Grandpa Larry, Granddad Larry, may or may not have dropped a Lego Wrigley Field Lego set on us
on our doorstep
for my birthday.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And we cracked it open this weekend.
Yeah.
Really no big deal. Super easy project. Just 4,000 pieces.
Oh, my gosh. And the third page was actually more than like 950 pieces.
Pieces, yeah. It was over 1,000 pieces. Yeah. So this whole puzzle, it's not a puzzle. It's Lego Wrigley Field, right? It's like a miniature Lego Wrigley Field.
No, it's not miniature.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's... It's not, like, ginormous. It'd fit on, like, a bookshelf, right? Which is probably where it'll go. Anyway, we're, like, three pages into this thing.
Yeah.
And it took one day to organize all 4,000 pieces. We organized them by shape.
Yeah.
And sort of by color, but mostly by shape. And there must be... Between all the colors, there's probably 6 or 7 colors, and there's probably 10 different shapes in each color. I mean, there's a lot.
Yeah.
Right? And holy cow, day one was all organization. Day two and three were build. We're building now. Yeah. Right? We're building with bricks. Kind of brings me back to the Lego Masters movie or show, right? That was amazing.
I can't believe how they build it with, like, no instructions.
Either way, my fingertips are like raw and blistered. We're 2 steps into this build.
Well, the second,
we've done more than 1,000 pieces.
Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
We've laid out the whole field, though, which is nice. Yeah. So now it's the stadium construction going up
and
around it.
It's like the upper decks and stuff.
Yep, and the lights and the logos and the stands and the bleachers and the...
Makes them noise!
And the scoreboard, like, super cool things to come. But, like, today...
And the make the noise.
I finished page three today, yeah. Right? Page one was, like, sort of simple. It was the base. Page two was, like, the...
Wait,
like
page
the
one
foundation,
was actually like a puzzle.
Yeah, the foundation of the actual stadium, and then three was the basically the field.
Yeah,
we are like 1,200 or 1,300 pieces in, and we still have a window ledge covered in Lego piles.
Legos.
Like it's like this bowl of pasta that won't go away, right? Like I feel like I did. I did 1,000 pieces today.
But it seemed like nothing.
And now it doesn't seem like we did anything.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that is really, that's an awesome project. Can't wait to show the peeps that one.
On Instagram.
On Instagram. Yeah, we always, or on Twitter. We always say we're going to post stuff on Twitter and then we never do it. That's mostly my fault. But we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. All right. Good update for the peeps, don't you think?
Yeah.
Played some golf this weekend. Sissy's crushing junior golf right now, by the way.
Yeah.
Dude, we played 9 holes last night.
Yeah.
We got this little thing now where Sissy does little linksters. That's 5 and 6 year old junior golf. They're called little linksters.
Yeah.
It's mostly full of kind of like goofy, whiny kids. And then there's the marketing director who in any event that she's involved with is always the one who's like super dialed in. She always seems like she's about 5 or 6 years older than everybody there. And, by the way, she smokes the ball. She loves Coach Nate and Coach Dustin. And, well, I mean, not like loves them, but maybe she does. I don't know. I'll have to bring her on and see if she does. But they're really good at helping her learn how to swing a golf club. So we went out and played. So Sissy does her junior golf, her little linksters from 2:30 to 3:15. And then we tee off and go play 9 holes, right?
Yeah.
And I mostly figure out how to get you guys around in 2 hours, which is easy. And then, but still, Sissy, she learned so much about golf yesterday with her swing that...
She was most improved.
She was without a doubt most improved. She was crushing the ball. Don't you think?
Yeah, she was actually really hitting it.
You, Mr. I never practice and just keep getting better. I don't know how you do that. Unbelievable. Like, you're crushing it right now. Your 7-iron's going, like, 120 right now.
It's actually going pretty far.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's sweet.
I can tee up a 7-iron and...
And smoke it.
It goes pretty far when you tee it up.
Yeah, you do a good job with it.
And I can also hit it pretty good off the ground.
Is it fun?
The fairway. Yeah.
You know what else we haven't told the peeps?
What?
Since we're bragging about everybody's athletic abilities... You know what's awesome?
You've
had 2 baseball games since...
I can go on for days about that.
You've had 2 baseball games also since the last pod.
Yeah, and also I hit a grand slam first hit of the season.
First at bat of the season. You got up to the plate and hit a grand slam. You such a dingus. Unbelievable. And you almost threw a guy out from center field at first base.
Yeah. And I caught a few balls.
That was legit.
Are you having fun
with that? It's like great getting back out and A, playing sports.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So now we got golf and baseball going.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm sure soccer will go now. I kind of feel like we're sort of getting back in the flow of things, right?
Yeah. I don't know if soccer's
going. Who knows if soccer will go this fall, but anyway. Baseball, it's you and like 14 of your buddies from Brookwood, right? Who are all in your class or all in your grade. And we haven't seen them for 3 months. So which is more fun, out and playing sports or out and hanging with your buddies?
Both.
So if you could have it either way, it would be playing with your buddies and playing sports, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I would prefer playing sports.
Playing sports. Well, all right. We won't tell any of your buddies that.
Well, if it comes to like my top 5 friends, then I would pick friends.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, anyway,
it would definitely be.
We could be here all night talking about all the great things we've done over the last week. It used to be we just talked about it the night of, but now we get to talk it like review, right?
Yeah.
So I think we'll plan on doing this now every weekend. We'll give Elizabeth a call tomorrow, and we'll tell her kind of what the new schedule is, so she can provide us with like the wacky weekend. What would you do's, right? And then would you rather's, and she can send us, you know, her questions, and we'll get back into it, and we'll just have a lot to review over the weekend, right?
And our babysitter Maggie, she's at a wedding in like Wichita and stuff.
She had a wedding this weekend, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. She'll be back tomorrow though, right?
Yeah.
Phenomenal. Big week coming up.
Yep.
Big week coming up. All right. What do you think?
Yep.
You want to send us off? Tell the peeps have a great week.
Yep.
Tell them have a great week. And?
Keep your head up and your stick on the ice. Goodbye, peeps.
The river has water and the sun has a beam. When you think about it, we make a pretty good team. If I've got the know-how and you've got a wish, take on the world and its kettle of fish. So pull up a chair and let's talk, man.